Are you placing your worth in other people's opinions? Are you placing your worth in other people's compliments, likes, comments? Today, welcome back to another episode, and I'm just going to dive into self-worth, feeling worthy, feeling good enough for whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you're working towards, or just feeling worthy as you are. Like, there's such a common theme with women right now where everything really chunks down to not feeling good enough or placing your worth in what other people think of you, in other people's compliments. Like, if you're working towards something and getting those likes or getting those comments or getting those texts of, you're doing a great job. Yes, they're great to hear. It's great when you're helping people or creating the impact or volunteering, or you create a product that someone buys and feels good, or you have a service where it betters the person. It's so beautiful to get that compliment or that recognition that you are on your path and creating this impact. Are you placing your worth in those comments? Are you placing your worth in those compliments or in that feedback? Because so often we want to take this next step, or we are taking this next step, and then, or we post something, or we put out a podcast, or we create this product, or we sell a service, and you know that it is good. You know that you're creating an impact, and you just wait to hear and see if other people are receiving it. And the question really is are you looking for recognition outside of yourself? Because I've noticed that we've been so conditioned into not only placing our worth in other people's opinions, but also looking to certain people to validate us. Tell me I'm doing a good job. Tell me I'm succeeding. Tell me that this landed. Tell me that I'm a good mom. Tell me, just like constantly looking for things outside of ourselves to tell us that we are good enough. There's only one person that you need to be good with, and that is the person you see in the mirror, which is you. You need to be able to self-support yourself, because if you're someone that's saying, I don't have support from my spouse, from my family, from my coworkers, from my friends, then you are missing the mark internally. Because what you're truly saying is, I need their support to continue. I need their support to feel a certain way. I need someone to tell me I'm good enough for taking this next step. And it really does come back to what you feel you deserve. It comes back to self-worth. What are the feelings that you feel? The phrases that you want to hear, write them down and actively tell yourself them. Even if you cringe, even if they feel uncomfortable, because you will only reach the level that you believe that you are worthy of. And as I'm speaking this to all of you, I'm also speaking this to myself, because we hear all these words being thrown around right now. Self-worth, self-love, self-connection, personal development, personal growth. So like, I see everybody right now, whoever's rolling their eyes, that is the whole purpose, is to go that layer deeper. These fluff words are all being thrown around, but bring it back to you. What does feeling worthy look like, feel like for you? What does loving yourself look like for you? What does self-love mean to you? What does self-worth mean to you? And what does that look like? Because it all comes down to it, how you value yourself and how you respect yourself. We could so often confuse self-worth, which means how you value yourself, with self-esteem, which is the level of confidence based on your abilities and based on your external factors. But no matter the external factors, no matter what you achieved, no matter what you are working towards. You are worthy and you are good enough to do that thing. You are worthy and good enough to respect yourself, to value yourself, to cheer yourself on, to take care of yourself. And the more that you pour into yourself and take that time to love yourself, to even like yourself, that helps you push through the challenging times. It helps you push through the barriers that you're facing. It helps you quiet your inner critic and make healthy choices. It allows you to take action without waiting for motivation. And I know it sounds like, oh my God, that's so much. But if I was to break it down and like, let's get tactical, just sit down and make a list of all the things that you love about yourself. No, really do it. Again, I know it sounds like, oh, I'm not doing that because I take care of myself or because I have self-care, which is doing my nails and doing my hair. Yes, that's all great. That's all self-maintenance. But really dig a little deeper, that layer deeper of loving yourself. Because when you love yourself, you will hear the inner critic and be able to quiet it. You will be able to say no to things that don't serve you and say yes to yourself. You will be able to be alone with yourself. And that reminds me of a story that just happened to me. Last week, I was walking on the boardwalk and I walk alone. I listen as I walk, whether it's music, whether it's a podcast, and I ran into an old friend and she wasn't alone. And she looked at me and she was like, are you walking alone? I was like, yes, of course. And it took me in that second, that inner critic came in and I'm like, oh, should I have called a friend? Should I not be walking alone because I'm going to bump into so many people? Should I have met my friend who asked me, but I just wasn't ready? All of a sudden, all the shoulds come in. And then I was like, instantly, like, no, yay. I love walking alone because that's where I get to clear my head, hear my thoughts, move my body, and listen to whatever I want to listen to. It's like my alone time, spending it in nature, spending it with God. And in that moment, I quickly shifted into, I'm so grateful that I know how to be alone. I'm so grateful that I don't need to walk with a friend. Yes, it's great. I love the conversations, but that's not going to stop me from taking my walk. Really, so an act of self-love for me would be walking alone, not answering my phone, just because someone's texting or calling me, like really taking that space in the morning to do the things that make me feel good before I connect to the outside world. So like those are just a few examples, but what is self-love mean to you? Because it is so tied into self-worth. Yes, you're worthy, but then we take the steps and the actions to show ourselves that we value ourselves. So back to, because you know, I always refresh. I go all over the place. That's why I love recording this because I'm able to really speak from my heart and keep it longer than a minute real. But really just sit down and make a list of all the things that you love about yourself. Include anything and everything. Any positive quality that it makes you appreciate or makes you feel proud of yourself. It could be anything from cooking dinner to the way you organize something, to the way you have conversations. They could include anything that you love about your personality, your strengths, your past accomplishments, ways that you're looking to improve, issues that you have overcome, decisions that you made that led you to, you know, a next level, a next step. Now, when you're sitting and doing this, it may seem like a challenge to come up with all the things that you love about yourself because it is. But if I asked you to write things that you love about your children or your family, you don't even have to think. It just comes so naturally. So this is something that, because we're so wired to look at what's going wrong, we're so wired to look at what is wrong about us, what we need to fix, this will challenge you to make this list. And My hope is that you'll dig deep to uncover the things that you don't even know that you like about yourself. You don't even know that you love about yourself. And then when you're having a rough day or feeling low on confidence, or you're just not in the mood to do the things that you know will make you feel good, you can always come back to this list and be like, wow, if I overcame that, I can overcome this. It's really tapping into that I'll figure it out energy. It's tapping into the believe in yourself, believing and knowing that you can do anything that is in you, and having that slice of faith. It comes with a slice of faith, that faith in Hashem. If you could see yourself through God's eyes, if you could see yourself through Hashem's eyes, because God could do anything and is ready to give you everything, it's only pushing you to not only be closer to Him, but be closer to yourself, to love exactly where you are with what you have. And that is so much easier said than done. But the more that you continually practice the habit of nurturing yourself and loving yourself, the more you'll cultivate your sense of worth in order to become more confident in the things that you are doing, in the things that you are feeling, in the conversations that you're having, in the saying no's, because the more that you say no to certain things, the more you're saying yes to yourself. Like, how often do we find ourselves saying yes, 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 but at what expense, right? And I'm not talking about giving back and helping people. I'm talking about the little day-to-day things where you know, if I say yes to this, I'm going to be feeling this. And always on the back end of that is like really our self-sabotaging patterns. So really everything is connected. The way you think about yourself, the way you feel about yourself, the way you move through your day, the faith that you have in God, the way you take care of yourself, it truly is all connected. The way that you support yourself, our worthiness that we're placing in other people, the recognition that we're putting outside of ourselves, just give yourself permission to take it back. I mean, how empowering is that? That yes, you've probably spent so many years, or maybe not even years, but how about buckets of time where you do the thing, or and you are placing your validation in other people. You are placing your validation in, tell me I'm good enough, tell me I'm doing a good job. How empowering it is to support yourself, to really giving yourself permission to take that back and validate yourself and support yourself. And if I bring it back down to the micro level, keep a running list every day. It could be on your notes, in your phone. Just keep a running list of three daily proud ofs, three things that you are proud of yourself that day. And if you feel resistance, lean into that resistance. Don't put it off. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't open your Instagram app to scroll, because you always find what you're looking for. So just do those three daily proud ofs. You can share it with me. You can message me. I love having these conversations around really supporting yourself, really building that self-confidence, knowing that you're good enough and believe in yourself, knowing that you're good enough to go after anything that you truly want in your life. And if you're a mom, know that your kids are watching. We could tell them, you're amazing. You're so good at this. You can do this. Yes, we could do all those things, but they are watching us. They are hearing, especially as they get older. They are hearing how we speak to ourselves. They're watching what we're doing, how we communicate with them. Are we listening? Are we on our phone? So the more that you place that value in yourself, the more that you dig that layer deep, the more that you internally validate yourself, the more that they will. So I'll just leave you with this last question to wrap it up. But really coming back to you is, where are you placing your worthiness, and what does it look like to practice valuing yourself for you? Not what society tells us, not what we see on Instagram. Bring it back to you, what it feels like for you personally, and take action on that. Because no matter what you think or what you feel, you are good enough. And that is the message for today. You are good enough exactly as you are right here, right now. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. And there's so much power in that, because from this place, when you are right here, right now, from this conscious state, now you're able to choose your next step. So thank you for listening, and until next time.